Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Monday, August 28. Coming up, private security companies mandated to support health insurance scheme, five schools to come off shift system this academic year, and Irish potatoes to be exported to the Cayman Islands. The news in detail after the break.
Energy Vision 2030, making electricity cheaper. We now use cheaper natural gas to make electricity at the Bogue Power Plant in Montego Bay. And we are building an all-new, efficient gas-fired power plant in Old Harbour to replace the old oil-fired one we have now. Energy Vision 2030. Efficient, diversified energy for all Jamaicans.
Now the news. Effective October 1, it will be mandatory for registered private security companies to make salary deductions towards the self-contributory health insurance scheme on behalf of security guards in their employ. The decision to make deductions mandatory has been taken by the Board of Directors of the Private Security Regulation Authority, PSRA, and the government. Executive Director of the PSRA, Rosalind Monteith Campbell, says only 402 of the approximately 4,000 guards registered under the scheme are fully paid up. This, she says, has been hampering the implementation of the insurance plan.
We have been facilitating the process while we try to work with the companies generally to do the salary deduction to allow for the constant payment so the insurance can keep in place. However, that has been a difficulty.
She adds that going forward, security companies seeking to renew their operating licenses and companies registering for the first time will be required to show proof that all the security guards in their employ have health insurance. The PSRA is a statutory body under the Ministry of National Security, charged with monitoring and regulating all stakeholders in the private security industry. Minister of Education, Youth and Information Senator Will Reid says five schools are set to come off the shift system during the upcoming academic year. The schools to come off shift include Pembroke Hall High School in St. Andrew and Cedric Titus High in Trelawney, which are both slated to come off in January 2018.
For September the 4th, Mandeville Primary and Junior High should be off shift. And that's Region 5, Region 6. We'll have two schools coming off. That's Kitson Town Old Age and Green Park Primary and Junior High. Let me also indicate that while we build capacity, we'll have to build more schools to be able to address the shortage.
Minister Reid was speaking at a JIS think tank session earlier today. He says the country needs 17 additional schools to fully eliminate the shift system. The Ministry of Agriculture's Plant Quarantine Division has finalized negotiations with the Cayman Islands to facilitate the export of Irish potato and other agricultural items to the Caribbean Territory. Exports are expected to begin in short order. Minister without portfolio in the ministry, J.C. Hutchinson, says the export arrangement with the Cayman Islands will significantly enhance the government's thrust to develop and expand the local Irish potato industry.
We're looking not only to fulfill our 100%, but we're looking to go further where we can export our Irish potato.
Mr. Hutchinson was speaking at a recently held National Irish Potato Stakeholders Seminar in St. Elizabeth. The inclusion of Irish potato on the export list is as a result of an expansion of the current protocol for exporting agricultural produce to Cayman. And the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries has allocated $50 million to provide crop care and technical support for this year's implementation of the National Irish Potato Program. Minister without portfolio in the ministry, J.C. Hutchinson, says the allocation forms part of efforts to boost productivity under the initiative by 11% or 17 tons per hectare. Support will include seeds, pesticides and fertilizers, the strengthening of marketing arrangements or contracts between farmers and buyers, and other agricultural inputs.
As far as the National Irish Potato Program is concerned, we have earned its reputation as a success story here in Jamaica agriculture.
Mr. Hutchinson adds that 9 validation plots will be established on which participatory training for farmers will be conducted. Under the National Irish Potato Program, local production of the tuber has moved from 39% of demand in 2008 to a projected 99% in 2017. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.